We are learning Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Misnadev Adam Mincha Shal Shishim Yisarein Umevi B'Kliyecha. A person can make an Adava, a very big Mincha, a Mincha of 60 Yisarein. But that's the biggest. We'll see in a second. The biggest he can make, the biggest Mincha he can make in one Kli is 60 Yisarein. Omar Harei Alai Samach Aleph, 61 Yisarein. Then maybe shishim v'kliyachad, bring 60 in one keli, v'achab v'kliyachad, another one in another keli, because it can't fit into one keli. What's probably can't fit into one keli? Because you don't find by a tzibur, shekin at tzibur maybe b'yom tov rishon shachag, shachalis b'shabbos shishim v'echad, da'ayel yochid shupachas min at tzibur echad. So it says the reason is like this. Because since the biggest mincha from a tzibur will be 61 isarin, we want the yachid to be one less. So we're not going because it doesn't really fit into it could fit into it. But it has to be one less than the tzibur. What does this mean? The tzibur, on the first day of Yom Tov Chag, that's the biggest carbon tzibur possible. How many kabbonis you bring that day? So you bring that day 13 parim. We know each par has 3 isroinim lepar for the minchas asachim. So 13 parim times 3 is how much? It's 39. So right there is 39 isarim for the michas asachim of the parim. Every day of Yom Tov, see the parim is a sliding scale. It goes 13, 12, 11. But the kvasim, every day you brought 14 kvasim on Sukkot. So the first day as well, 14 kvasim. How many isarim is a keves? 1. 14 plus 39, because 39, remember, was 3 times 13. So 14 plus 39 is how much? It's 53 isarim. Then that day you also brought 2 elim, and 2 elim, each one is 2 isarin, so altogether 4 isarin, so now 4 plus 53 is 57. Then you had 2 tamidim, like every day 2 tamidim, which is also 2 more than isarin, is 59. And then it was Shabbos, it was chalitz b'Shabbos, so 2 more for a musaf, 2 more kvasim for a musaf, is another 2, 61. So you brought 61 isarin. And the Gemara doesn't ask momentarily, you don't put it into one keli, good kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask, the Mishnah asks the kasha in a second. But the bottom line is 61 Yisroinois are brought on the day of first day of Sukkot if it lands up on Shabbos. So the Yachid has to be one less. That's Pshat and Tanakama why I can't bring a Mincha of 61 in one keli. I'm Rav Shimon, I don't understand you. You don't put it into one keli. Even though you can put maybe parim and elim one keli, but parim and kvasim you can't put one keli. Why not? Because the ratio of oil to flour is different between parim and kvasim. We know that parim have 6 lug shemen and 3 esrainim. So how much is it? 2 to 1. The elim also have 4 lug to 2 esrainim. It's 2 to 1. Masha enkein by keves is 3 to 1 because they bring 3. It's revias ahin. Of Shemen, Revi'asin of Shemen, which is 3 lug, and it's 1 isarin, it's 3 to 1. So therefore, it's much thicker. And you don't mix it together because you know the different type of consistency. So what's the pshat? Why? You only could bring a mincha up to 60. Until 60 could be mixed. So, now what's pshat 60 could be mixed? So Rashi learns over here, the pshat is, that since when you bring a nidvas yachid, according to one man the yama, according to Lez ben Yaakov, you only bring 1 loig shemen, not 60 loig shemen. So 1 loig shemen in 59, I can mix, but in 60, and 60 also can mix. 61 already, I can't mix. It's too big. That's what Rashi is over here. Rashi on Daf Yud Ches, I think it is, Rashi Daf Ches Abeis, says that even if the Rabban holds 60 loig shemen, also, it's in one keli, you can't mix more than 60 isarin in one keli. If you want to imagine how 60 isarin is one isarin is 5 pounds of challah. Like we make 5 pounds of challah, so imagine mixing 60 of those in one keli. It's very hard to do, and therefore it can't be mixed. So that's the whole pshat. Nothing to do with the tzibur. It's a practical pshat. The reason why you can't bring 61 is because it can't be mixed. Either because it can't be mixed in one loig shemen, or it can't be mixed bichlal in a keli. Amr Loi, so the Tanakhama says to Rav Shimon, who this is Rav Shimon, right? He says to him that, what do you mean? Shishin Mevlalim, 60 Mevlalim, and punkt Shishin Mevlalim, and Mevlalim, how is it possible? Amr Loi, call me Yitzchom, Cain. All me Yitzchom is like that. Rabbam Sohu Tevil, a person fits into 40 Sohu, and that's called a good Tevil. Rabbam Sohu Chasa Kartev, if he's missing one little tiny amount, Eidin Yachlitvam, he can't be Tevil. That's me Yitzchom, that's the way Chazal made their Shiurim, and it's not Shver. So that's our Mishnah. We have a machlokes why you bring dafka 60, not 61. And the Gemara will elaborate on this machlokes. The Gemara, Shaul Shila Lamayim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. They asked a question in front of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Menayin lo imer harei alai shishin ve'echad. How do you know that if a person says, I want to bring shishin ve'echad, maybe shishin ve'kli echad, you bring 60 yisar in one keli, ve'echad ve'kli echar, and you bring the other yisar in another keli. How do you know this? Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Reish V'dar Mechol Mokoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the Reish V'dar Mechol Mokoyim, he said, I'll tell you pshat. V'oma, shkematzinu tzibur mevim v'yon tevrizhu chag, shchalis b'shabes, shishin ve'echad. Since you find that tzibur brings on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, like we explained in the Mishnah, 61 Isar. Daya eliyachad sheyifkes ma tzibur echad. It's enough, the tzibur does one less, and that's pasadik, that it brings one less than the tzibur. Amar Rav Shimon, what kind of pshat is that? V'la elu parim, v'la elu parim ve'elim, ve'elu kvasim. This is parim ve'elim, this is kvasim. Elu b'losim ava, ve'elu b'losim raka. Elu b'losim, so he says, this is a part of Elam's cost, and therefore, what's the difference about them? One of them is the Ava, which is a Keves. Elam be a Raka. It's more Shemen. It's 2-1. That's 3-1. Another Taina. El Blas and Shachar. The Tomach of Shachar is in the morning, and Tomach of Ben Abayim.
2-1 or 3-1 is thicker.
What?
2-1 or 3-1 is thicker.
3-1 is thicker. 3-1 is thicker. Because more flour to Shemen, so it's thicker, it's more flour, it's less
three
water.
Look, three lugan for one isaran.
What?
Three lugan for one
isaran. You're right, it's the opposite. Wow. Three lugan for one isaran is the opposite, that's more watery. The kev is more raka than the other way, because three lug for one isaran. Elu v'los and shach, it says in Abayim. This Tomach Shel Ben Abayim is the night, and Tomach Shel Shach is the morning, so it comes different times. It can't be any of Lomazaz, they can't be mixed at different times. So it says no shaykhis. What shaykhis to that? Amrulai emor atop. You said, Amulahem, Hareyo Emer, Bechol Mincha, Balula, Beshemen, Vechareva. He says, I'll tell you Pshat, Dr. Bashemen. Pshat is like this. That Bechol, first of all, I didn't speak out why Rav Yehuda is called Reish HaMadabrim. So it said Rav Yehuda is called Reish HaMadabrim Bechol Makam. What's the reason? The reason is because this is in Shabbos, Daf Lama Gimel. Lama Gimel on Shabbos is very easy to remember what it's about because it's about Lag Baimer. It's not about Lag Baimer, it's about Shimon Rechai. So the story with the Romans that there was three, the Chevra sitting there talking, three Gedolim, and there was someone who asked how the Romans, and Shimon Rechai disparaged the Romans. Mashiach Rehuda Baloi spoke good about the Romans. Therefore, they appointed Rehuda Baloi as the Reish HaMadabrim always to be the one who speaks because he said good about the Romans. So that's the good Reish HaMadabrim. But here, Rav Shimon says, I'll tell you pshat why you can't do 60. Because the pasuk says in the Torah, v'chol mincha b'lula b'shemen, it says, v'chol mincha b'lula b'shemen, v'chareve l'chol b'nei aron t'yeh ish kachim. It says, mincha has to be b'lula b'shemen. K'va amra Torah, havei mincha sh'yachay l'lova, bring a mincha that could be m'val. Amalei, b'shishin m'vlam, b'shishin v'echad m'vlam, and only 60 is possible, not 61? Amalei, yeah. Kol mi'ezcham kenu, that's all mi'ezcham. I'll give you a few examples. Babam so tevel, he can be tevel 40 so that's a kosher mikvah. Babam so chasik karatav, any yachle tevel. If it's missing a karatav, it's not a good tefillah. Kebeya matam to masaychlim, ashir kebeya is a tam to masaychlim, kebeya chasar shum shum, if it's a beya missing a poppy seed, a matam to masaychlim, it's a guy, shum shum, a sesame seed, a matam to masaychlim, the smallest amount is tam to masaychlim. This is a shir of chazal. Shloisha shloisha tam medrash, a thing that's 3 by 3 is matamah, which means a piece of cloth. That's 3 by 3. I think it's 3 atzbayis. By 3 atzbayis is matam and medrus. Shloisha shloisha loy chaser dimachas. It's missing one thread. So that is the way Chazal is. Freit the Gemara on Shimon. So okay, stop. V'chein evlalim my haba. What's the big deal? But tanan we learned in the Mishnah loy bala kosher. If you don't do blila, it's kosher. I'm Rav Zeira, famous Rav Zeira, called royu lebila ain't bila my kavis boy. If it's royal bila, then damak. Chosha ain't royal bila, bila my kavis boy. If it's not royal bila, then bila my kavis boy. If it's not royal bila, bila my kavis boy. Now, this Gemara just needs a shikla over here. Tomorrow's kash is that v'chi ain't nevlolim my hava, because it's damak. But it's damazai, it's a mitzvah bila. Why would you tell a person, he walks in with 61, you say, the most kash is, let him bring 61 and don't do blila. Do lechatchila. There's a mitzvah blila. You want to do a mitzvah blila? Forget about the vart of Rav Zeira. For Rav Zeira, if it's not ma'akid, then you do b'di'eved. What happened to the mitzvah blila? It's a very strong kasha. And this is a strong kasha. A toisus that's the kasha daf yud chesam abeis. Frank toisus from Taimar. I'm reading you a toisus daf yud chesam abeis the top toisus. From Taimar, kol malkoim kivin lechatchila mitzvah livlol tzarach lavi mincha shichar levol. You have to bring a mincha here. You don't have to be ma'akev. Sometimes you don't bring a mincha. You bring a walking with 61. You put in two kelim. You want to do mitzvah. He's like this. Since he said Harei Live 61, so now it's a sickle problem. On one hand, he said it's 61. On the other hand, the problem will blila. So maybe his net is more important than the makiv. If it's not makiv, then I don't care about the mitzvah. Nice, he said 61. He said one net is 61. It's a chiddush you put in two kelim. So that's what I have to say. The reason is because it's makiv, that's why you put in two kelim. So the more about it. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maisa bepray the achas shel Rebbe shemaisa that died. Now there's a shaila of nevela over here. Now nevela usually is meat from nevela, and here the chiddush was the shira chamas dama berevius that they shot up the dam was a revius, and they said that's matama tum nevelas. Now before we go weiter, where does the sugi come in over here? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that it comes in over here because when they say that it was a shira revius. Which matama tumas nevela, because a revius, when it becomes hard, will be a shear kazayis, and then it becomes like hard. That's kazayis. So that's the so it has to do with shear chachamim. That's why it's brought into our sugya. Toisvis says divim shat and divim aschamaisa, because we'll see at the end of the sugya that there was a psak from Rabbi Yehuda Marena de Benesia, and he says that's the same person. So therefore, we're bringing down the same Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi again. That's why the sugi comes in. Okay, back to our sugi that came in Agavde. So the story that a mule died in Beis Rabbi, and the chamu of Mishayer, the dama bereviyas to matama tumen avelus. Master, he's a rabbi stav. He has a kasha like this. Heyed, a mishnah, famous mishnah in idiots. The famous mishnah. Heyed, Rabbi Shua, Mishayer. Al dam the velos shutar. He said, I'm edus that dam the velos. Dam is tar. Only meat is tame. Bam Rabbi Shua, Mishayer. My saw you. Maisa, the story. These goyim, the Romans, I think it was, they sent out these wild chamorim to kill the lion. They used to kill the opposite. They used to kill these wild chamorim, wild donkeys, in order to feed the lions on the on the roads of the melech, because they didn't want. I guess there were lions there that were attacking people, so they had to give them food. So they used to, on the roads, used to kill these chamayrim and feed them to the lions. We used to walk up to the oiler regel, they were down to their ankles full of blood. And there should be tamei. They can't go to the base of Mikdash, but oiler regel for the tamei. Well, omru lahem davar. Chazal didn't tell me anything. Why? Because dam nevelas is not tamei. So it's a maisa. We have a mishnah with a maisa. So he asked his kasha on Rabbi Bibi, you just said a story that the chum was shot of Revius. The notion is Thomas the Velas on Dam. I have a mishnah and idiot and a maisa. So I took him up. So Ishtik, he was quiet. Rabbi Bibi didn't know what to answer. Omle Rav Zreika, Rav Zreika told Rabbi, my time look mad, Mar. Why don't you answer the shayla? You're a world class Talmud Chacham. Why don't you answer the shayla? Omle, heichi hadule. How could I answer? I'm not in a good matzah right now. The Omle Rav Chanan, Pasuk says in the Teicha, and that's a person who buys. He doesn't own any property, and if you don't own property that plant that grows its own produce, you're relying on other people. So that's a person who has to have enough money to buy tefuah for the year. It's a pretty, you know, it's not bad. He's decent panasa, but he stole lamaisa every year. He has to make sure he has enough money. Then of a chart to Lila of a yaimam, that's even a less level. Zelikach tvu merav shabbos, merav shabbos. Someone who only has enough money to buy tvu for 1 week at a time. He's even more nervous. And then you have al tam mechayecha, zel semechal palter. He has to, every day he buys food again because he doesn't have enough money to afford food for more than 1 day at a time. He has no source of income for the food either. He has no fields either. And he says, vahu, on topic of dal, vahu gavra, apalta somech. I, Rav Bibi, am that type of person that doesn't have enough money for 1 day at a time. So if it ain't died to be Yoshev, Lehoshev, Rash says, I don't have enough, I can't think now. So that's why he was quiet. Now, my Havala, what's the answer to this question? It says a story where they were shot up by Rebbe's household, they shot up Shir Dama Revius. And here we have a Mishnayis and a story that there's no such thing as Tumas Dam. So the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Moiraina de Benesiava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was the Rav in Beis Rabbi. He was the Moira Hira in that house, and he holds Va'ir like a Shmaitse, and he paskined like his Shmaitse, the Tnan, or it's maybe the Tanya. The Tanya, Ruda Oimer, Shisha Dvorim, Mekuli Beishama and Chum Beisil. There are six things that are Kuli Beishama and Chum Beisil. One of them are Dam the Veilos, Beishama and Metarim, Beisil Metarim. So according to Rav Yehuda, Beisil holds Dam the Veilos is Tomei. And that's Pshat and Pshakti. We have a Mishnah not like that, and a story not like that. But we paskin like that, Taka's Tar. But. No, because they hold down Chesed Shammai. It's only according to Rav Yehuda that's Chesed Shammai. That's what it means. The Keshmite say Rav Yehuda the Chadish that's Chesed Shammai Sillo. He's the one who said like that. So Rav Yehuda made his psak according to what he holds. The Basil holds Batam. Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. After Keshet Tim Basil, like Tim Rav Yehuda. Even Basil says Tomei. It's only time Rav Yehuda. Hov Yochel Likroish Belamid Al Kazayis. Since it can get hard and turn into Kazayis, therefore it's a shear of Tumma of Nevela, which is a Kazayis. And since it could be that shear, so therefore he said that Revius is Metama Tumas Develus. And it seems like over here that the Rabbi Huda who was in Rabbi's household was the same Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi. Tais is busy with him on top, exactly the same person or not. Listen to your local raid by them, so they'll talk about that, especially Hashach like Baimer. But like upon him, the bottom line is that we're saying over here, it's Machlaikus over here, if Revius Damas Metama, and that Psak was according to his Shita, that's Beis Hillel Shita, that it is Metama.